91X News.
It's 15 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Casey Horn. A commuter train has crashed into a rail station in New Jersey during the morning rush hour, causing part of the station's roof to collapse. ABC's Cherry Preston has more.
What happened in the middle of rush hour when a New Jersey Transit train apparently failed to stop, then went crashing into the terminal, which services thousands of commuters every morning. Luke Bomo is one of them.
Well, I just got off the train and I looked to the left right by the path entrance and the whole roof collapsed. It looked like, I'm not sure what caused it, though.
There are reports of several people hurt. Bomo says he saw many of them.
There was a lot of injuries around me. There was a lot of walking injuries with head injuries and stuff like that.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Reports are that at least one person has died as a result of the crash. The Take Back the Night rally is happening this evening. One of the groups organizing the event is Belleville's Three Oaks Shelter. Jennifer Lohner is the coordinator of training and education for Three Oaks. She says that over the past years, they've helped more than 300 women and children.
For just the shelter, 192 women and 120 children.
Lohner says tonight's event is an important one for the shelter.
Three Oaks will be there and all these agencies will be there. We will have our pamphlets. We don't do a booth because it's outside, but we will have all our information and we'll be speaking to our agencies as part of the evening.
Take Back the Night will take place tonight in downtown Belleville. While students at Loyalist get to take a break during reading week, sports teams will continue playing. QNET News reporter Mallory Day has more.
The Loyalist Lancers will still be in action with regular season games during reading week. The soccer team is scheduled to play two games, while the basketball, rugby, and volleyball teams aren't scheduled to play until the following weekend. Men's basketball player Aiden Wells says he doesn't mind playing games during reading week.
I'm from Belleville, so I don't have to really travel, but I can see the other guys, if they have to go to Toronto or something, it'd probably be a different perspective, but for me, I don't mind. I like it. I have nothing to do, so.
Women's soccer player Stephanie Young says she thinks it's a great idea to have sports continuing over reading break.
I think for the past, I've been here for 3 years, and for the past couple of years, we always have games during reading week. Now we also have practices as well this year, which I think is good. You're utilizing the time that you have, and even though it is like your study week, you still get the time off. It's only like really soccer at night, so it's not too bad. I think it's a great idea, and it's with soccer season being so short, you kind of can't afford to give up like an entire week of soccer. Plus, I feel like even if we didn't have games, we'd still have practices to get ready for the game. So I like it.
The first game for the soccer team is the day after Thanksgiving. Mallory Day, QNET News, Belleville.
Grade 7 and 8 students from Sir John A. McDonald School are settling into their new home at Centennial Secondary School after a decision to move them there to decrease class sizes. Vanessa Stark has more.
Elementary school students got their first taste of high school on Tuesday. Grade 7 and 8 classes were relocated to Centennial Secondary due to over-enrollment and limited space at Sir John A. McDonald. Communications Officer for the Hastings-Prince Edward District School Board, Carrie Donnell, says changes will be minimal.
They'll still be with their same teachers and doing, you know, the regular Ontario curriculum for elementary students. They'll just be in a different location.
This move will have a positive effect on the entire public school, according to Principal Nicola Wand.
In the long run there, it reduces the numbers of kids in most of our classes. It allows them to move forward from here and just keep going and do their best for the students in their classes.
Juan says that steps have been taken to minimize contact between the elementary and high school students, including separate entrances and different break times. This relocation is a short-term plan for this school year only. Vanessa Stark, QNET News, Belleville.
The registration for the 29th annual Adopt-A-Child Winter Clothing Program is coming to an end. Detective Constable Anne Earl Dempsey has worked with the program for 22 years of her 23 years of service with the Belleville Police. She likes to stay closely involved because it brings her joy in a dark line of work.
This gives me a chance to, I look after high risk offenders and sex offenders and domestic violence. Not the happiest job in the service, right? So it's nice to be able to give back, work with some great volunteers, and basically recharge, right? So it's important to be able to give back and look after people that need it. That's why I do it.
If you're looking to register, you can find out more at www.keepkidswarm.ca. the minimum wage in Ontario rises on Saturday to $11.40 an hour. The scheduled increase boosts the minimum wage from $11.25 and is the third consecutive annual increase. Labour Minister Kevin Flynn says right now Ontario's minimum wage is one of the highest in the country and the government will re-examine it in about 2 years. Alberta's NDP government recently announced that the minimum wage in that province would rise to $15 an hour by 2018. The name of a man shot and killed by police in a San Diego suburb early yesterday morning has been released. Police released a photo of 38-year-old Alfred Olongo of San Cajon, California, with an e-cigarette in his hand, and say the man extended his hand in what they called a shooting stance. Olongo's family is expected to hold a news conference today calling for the release of a video of the shooting. The attorney representing Olongo's family questions why only photos of the shooting have been released.
Makes it look like basically my client's son had it coming, that he was threatening an officer and he was doing something that resulted in his own death.
That's QNET News on 91X to 12:05 p.m. Sports is next.
Want a university degree? Start with a diploma at Loyalist College, then transfer directly into more than 70 university degree programs. Find out more about diploma to degree options during Loyalist College Open House, Wednesday, October 5th from 9 to noon. By starting at Loyalist College, you can shorten your degree program by up to 2 years. You'll save living and tuition costs and gain practical experience. Visit Loyalist College Open House, Wednesday, October 5th from 9 to noon, and enter a draw for a $1,000 bursary. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team lost last night in OCAA action against the St. Lawrence Vikings. The Lancers will look to bounce back on Friday when they take on the Algonquin Thunder. Game time is 6 p.m. at Algonquin College. The Toronto Junior Canadiens handed the Wellington Dukes their first loss of the season last night, beating the Dukes by a score of 4-2. The Dukes were a perfect 7-0 prior to the loss. Their next game is Friday night at home against the Kingston Voyageurs. A two-run homer in the top of the ninth inning last night lifted the Baltimore Orioles to victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. Pinch hitter Hyun-Soo Kim hit a two-run homer off Roberto Osuna to make the score 3-2 for Baltimore. Jays manager John Gibbons spoke about the hit after the game.
Watching him all year, he's got a great ability to foul off tough pitches and stay alive, and he used the whole field. He's really a nice pickup for those guys over there.
The Jays' loss means the Boston Red Sox have locked up the top spot in the AL East. Toronto still sits one game up on Baltimore for the first of the two wildcard spots. Elsewhere in the MLB, the Yankees rallied in the ninth inning to beat Boston 5-3, but the Red Sox still managed to clinch the AL East title after the Jays lost to the Orioles. Boston manager John Farrell says the team's success is down to how their pitchers have played the last few weeks.
We separated ourselves in the last 2 weeks with the way our guys executed from the mound. We're a confident team and really looking forward to what is ahead.
Miguel Cabrera's three-run homer came just in time last night to lift the Detroit Tigers over the Cleveland Indians. Soon after the homer, rain began in Detroit and the game was called after the end of the fifth inning. Tiger manager Brad Ausmus says it was fortunate the team was in the lead when the rains came and the game was called.
We knew the rain was there. It was a matter of when it showed up. But you've also been here in this stadium when there's rain coming in and it never shows up. So you just kind of you keep your fingers crossed that the weather forecast is right and you have the lead when the rain hits.
The Tigers remain one game back of Baltimore in the AL East wildcard race. Europe has won 8 of the last 10 times in the Ryder Cup, and Rory McIlroy says the team won't have a hard time getting motivated to win another. McIlroy says entering the Ryder Cup this week after winning the Tour Championship in Atlanta last Sunday is thrilling.
I've obviously never went into a Ryder Cup with this much excitement coming off the back of something like this, so I'm looking forward to it, and you know, as I said, if in some way this helps the team a little bit, then, you know, I'm glad to be able to do that.
The Ryder Cup matches start Friday. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Mainly cloudy today with a small chance of showers and a high of 19. Clouds continue overnight with a low of 12. Friday, mainly cloudy with a high of 18. Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 17. and Sunday cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 21. At 12:09, it's 17 degrees. QNET News, on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Casey Horn. News on 91X, next at 1.